BBC News with Michael Poles. Leaders of the United States, Britain and France have made a joint appearance to condemn Iran and threaten further sanctions just hours after it finally admitted having a second nuclear facility. They were speaking at the G20 summit in the US city of Pittsburgh. Paul Adams reports.
President Obama said the secret facility was inconsistent with a peaceful nuclear program. He said he wanted the UN's nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, to inspect the site as soon as possible, noting that Iran had only come clean long after construction began. The White House says it's been tracking the secret project for some time. Gordon Brown spoke of what he called Iran's serial deception and warned that it faced even more stringent sanctions if it fails to cooperate.
The Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, said the new facility would not be operational for 18 months, and Iran had informed the IAEA about it in time to comply with the agency's rules. He said the leaders that had complained about the plant had made a big mistake and would regret it. The G20 summit is now also focusing on how the global financial system should be run. World leaders attending are reported to have agreed to give emerging economies more of a say. From Pittsburgh, here's our economics editor, Stephanie Flanders.
The Pittsburgh summit has confirmed what everyone already knew, that the G20 will be the premier forum for debating the world economy. They can't bring themselves to say it officially, but when it comes to the economy, the G7 is dead. The IMF is going to be reformed too, to give emerging countries more votes. Right now, China has fewer than France, though its economy is more than twice the size. The US would like to transfer 5% of the votes in the IMF from old world to new. And for all the rhetoric, the Europeans are fighting that tooth and nail.
The United Nations Security Council has condemned what it describes as acts of intimidation by the Honduran interim authorities against the Brazilian embassy in the capital, Tegucigalpa. Honduran troops have been surrounding the building since Monday, when the country's deposed president, Manuel Zelaya, sought refuge there after his surprise return to Honduras. The Brazilian foreign minister told the Security Council those inside lacked access to food, water and other basic supplies. Ada Gallagher has been watching developments in Tegucigalpa.
A few moments ago, one of Mrs. Zelaya's supporters came out and told waiting journalists here that those inside the Brazilian embassy were suffering from ill health. Some people are bleeding and are even being gassed by mind-altering toxic gases. Now, a few moments later, a police spokesman came out and denied all those charges, saying that if gas was being used, his officers would be affected. But it just goes to show you the counter-arguments and arguments that are being made hour upon hour here. And despite all those diplomatic efforts around the world at the United Nations and the Organization of American States, the stalemate here continues.
World News from the BBC. The authorities in Mexico have arrested 5 men accused of carrying out dozens of reprisal killings for one of the country's most powerful drugs cartels. The police said they believe the men were behind 2 separate attacks earlier this month at drugs rehabilitation centres in the border city of Ciudad Juarez. Emilio San Pedro reports.
The attacks at the drugs rehabilitation centers had been described as among the most horrendous ever seen in the border city of Ciudad Juarez, which has a major drugs trafficking route, is no stranger to violence. In total, 28 people were killed in the attacks in which masked gunmen lined patients up against the wall and executed them. The authorities say the men are believed to be part of the armed wing of the powerful Sinaloa cartel, which is allegedly run by Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, the most wanted suspected drugs trafficker in Mexico.
Investigators in Italy examining a shipwreck containing possible radioactive waste say they may have found 2 bodies on board. An underwater camera also showed pictures of orange barrels with the word toxic on their side on the seabed off the southwest coast of Italy. Officials say they believe the vessel may have been sunk by the mafia to make money out of the waste disposal industry. The Israeli military says an airstrike it carried out today in the Gaza Strip has killed 3 Palestinians. A military spokesman said the men were members of the militant group Islamic Jihad and were behind recent rocket attacks in the border town of Sderot. The spokesman said they were killed as they prepared to launch further rockets into Israel. The Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden has purportedly urged European countries to end their alliance with the United States and withdraw from Afghanistan. The call came in an audio message contained in a video recording released on internet jihadist sites. The recording, whose authenticity can't be verified, was also issued in versions with English and German subtitles. It comes 2 days before the German federal election. And that's the BBC News.